It is 4:19. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. They've been in business for over 35 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repair and emergency service for your roofing needs. Call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it was on this day, way back in 1848, that the California Gold Rush started.
Oh, it started today.
Yes, January 24th, 1848.
There's an actual day. They know when it started.
Because gold was found there by a guy named James W. Marshall at Sutter's Mill in Coloma, California.
California, sure.
Now, this wasn't the first gold rush in American history.
No?
50 years before, the first American gold rush happened in North Carolina, when a 17-pound gold nugget was found in Cabarrus County there. Jeez. Eventually, more than 30,000 people were mining for gold in North Carolina. And for more than 30 years, all gold coins issued by the U.S. Mint were produced using North Carolina gold.
That right? Really? Yeah. I had no idea.
Now, the first people to rush to the gold fields in California, beginning in the spring of 1848, were the residents of California themselves.
Oh, sure, they're right
there. These first miners tended to be families in which everyone helped in the effort. Women and children of all ethnicities were often found panning next to the men. Word of the gold rush spread slowly at first. I mean, news traveled much slower back then.
There was no X back then.
That's right. The earliest gold seekers were people who lived near California or people who heard the news from ships on the fastest sailing routes from California.
Sure.
The first large group of Americans to arrive were several thousand Oregonians from Oregon. From Oregon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Eventually,
did I look like I didn't know what you were talking
about? Yeah, you kind of did. You
had a blank look.
You did, yeah. Eventually, the news of gold brought approximately 300,000 people to California from the rest of the United States and abroad in what is now considered to be the largest mass migration in U.S. history.
That'll do. A little bit of greed.
That's
and
right.
Off you go.
Now, of the approximately 300,000 people who came to California during the gold rush, around half arrived by sea and the other half came over land. There was no easy way to get to California at the time.
No.
I mean, no.
No direct flights.
49ers faced hardship and often death on the way.
Wow.
Agriculture and ranching expanded throughout the state to meet the needs of the settlers. San Francisco grew from a small settlement of about 200 residents in 1846 to a boom town of about 36,000 by 1852.
Man.
Roads, churches, schools, and other towns were built all throughout California during this time. Now, recent scholarship confirms that merchants made a lot more money than the miners did during the gold rush.
That's right.
The wealthiest man in California during the early years of the gold rush was named Samuel Brannan.
Mm-hmm.
He was a tireless self-promoter, shopkeeper, and newspaper publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened the first supply stores in Sacramento, Coloma, and other spots in the gold fields.
Yeah.
Just as the rush began, he purchased all of the prospecting supplies available in San Francisco and then resold them at a substantial profit.
That sneaky little devil.
Some gold seekers made a significant amount of money. Another businessman who went on to great success was Levi Strauss.
Oh, the jean man.
Yes, who first began selling denim overalls to miners in San Francisco in 1853. On average, half of the gold seekers made a modest profit after taking all expenses into account.
Sure.
So, yeah.
A modest profit, you say.
The California gold rush peaked in 1852. However, gold mining continued throughout the 1850s. And by 1857, the annual gold take leveled off to around $45 million.
Okay.
While surface gold had largely disappeared, industrialized mining techniques persisted until around 1844, when hydraulic mining was outlawed due to its environmental impact.
Oh, right.
So the effects of the gold rush were substantial.
Were
the
they?
Sudden influx of gold into the money supply reinvigorated the American economy. The sudden population increase allowed California to go rapidly to statehood in the Compromise of 1850. However, the gold rush did have severe effects on Native Californians, as whole indigenous societies were attacked and pushed off their lands by the gold seekers. And the gold rush propelled California from a sleepy, little-known backwater to a center of the global imagination.
Well...
yes.
How about that? We have the gold rush to thank for all that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with California's gold rush, did you, Sarah?
Yes, we're going to play the song Gold by Spandau Ballet.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027 Spandau Ballet. Song's called Gold. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because the California gold rush started on this day in 1848.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The California Gold Rush was not the first gold rush in American history.
300,000 people went to California during the gold rush in the largest mass migration in U.S. history.
And merchants made far more than miners during the gold rush.
Including Levi Strauss.
Yes.
The denim man.
And you know who else was Wells and Fargo?
Wells and Fargo. Mm-hmm. They run a bank now.
They do.
I understand.
They did back then, too.
Look at that.
Don't you know?
Yeah, look at that. Everybody, yeah. And then put, okay, it was funny to think that California was like this backwater state back then.
Well, it was
then.
So far away from
of course, yeah,
everything.
Way out.
There was no way to get out there. They didn't have trains even out that way.
No. And the Oregonians came down.
They were real close.
Which you point out are from Oregon.
Oregon. Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciate.
The Oregonians.
I appreciate that. I don't know how stupid you think I am, but
well, you had a look on your face, so I wanted to clarify.
That's just the way my face looks, well, Sarah. You folks want to learn more about California Gold Rush? Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You literally looked across at this face every day at 4:10 for like 8 years.
Yep.
And you just looked dumber today, huh?
It did, just for a second. Just for...
Maybe that just happens with age, Sarah.
Maybe
from here on out, I just look dumb.
If you need me to explain anything else, you just let me know.
Okay. Just the big words.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Back tomorrow at 4:10. We'll check traffic and weather coming up next. James Taylor, Cool in the Gang, and more straight ahead on Legends 1027. Tell you what, there are some hearing aids out there. Did you know this, Sarah? Some hearing aids out there that while they amplify the sound, if you're a musician, they actually make music sound worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody wants that, especially if you're a musician, if you're in a band, maybe you're in an orchestra. You definitely don't want that to happen. That's why it's important you go to McDonald Audiology, because Dr. McDonald is a musician himself and he understands exactly what the needs are for musicians. And they can help get you the perfect hearing aid to help you hear better so you can enjoy your instrument, your music, your singing, all the better. It's McDonald Audiology in Brighton and Greece.